Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Two more Alaskans have died of COVID-19. The State Department of Health and Social Services announced yesterday that a Fairbanks man in his 70s and an Anchorage man in his 60s were the latest Alaska virus fatalities, raising the state's pandemic-long death toll to 227. The DHSS also reported that there were 11 new hospitalizations, with a total of 81 either COVID-diagnosed or suspected patients in Alaska hospitals. 10 patients were on ventilators. The percentage of patients currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Alaska is 7.5%, a number which has continued to trend down in recent weeks. There were 333 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases confirmed as of Wednesday night, including 110 in Anchorage and 52 in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Elsewhere in the interior, the Yukon-Koyukuk census area had 3 new cases. 8 new non-resident cases were also identified statewide. Alaska's average daily new case rate over the last 2 weeks was over 38 per 100,000 people. The YK Delta region had the highest rate at 140, followed by the Northwest Arctic region at 60 and the Fairbanks North Star Borough at 43. The average percentage of daily positive tests over the last week was 3.68%, a number which has also been trending down. A Western Alaska school district superintendent has died of COVID-19. KRBD reports that David Lauji was superintendent of the Kashunamut School District in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta community of Chivac. Lauji died of COVID complications Sunday while hospitalized in Ketchikan, where his wife Beth lives and serves as school superintendent. The Kashunamut School District wrote on its website that David Lauji was dedicated to the students, committed to the community, and stepped up to serve in a variety of capacities, unquote. Members of the small YK Delta community offered remembrances online. COVID-19 vaccine rollout continues in Fairbanks, and virus testing has stabilized. KUAC's Robin reports.
At a Thursday morning clinic, Fairbanks Memorial Hospital staff vaccinated each other and seniors who got appointments. Foundation Health Partners, which runs the hospital, Tanana Valley Clinic, and Denali Center, administered the first of its community-designated allotment of the vaccine. The state allotted 750 doses to FHP, and they scheduled 250 appointments for the first day, with 8 community members being vaccinated every 15 minutes. Among the first to receive the vaccine was Jeff Cook.
To finally get, after nearly a year, to get the vaccine and know that we're soon going to be out of this pandemic, you know, it's just a historic day. It's very emotional.
Cook is the president of the Greater Fairbanks Community Hospital Foundation. He was proud of the hospital being able to administer the vaccine.
We were founded over 50 years ago to make sure this community always had the best and highest level of care. And this is one part of that, making sure our citizens are protected from pandemics and anything else that comes along. It just shows we are community-owned, community-operated, and we're community-focused.
He said the remaining doses will be distributed to the community in several upcoming clinics. They're reserved for Alaskans in Phase 1A, that's medical workers, and Phase 1B Tier 1, that's folks aged 65 and over. All appointments are currently full until more vaccine becomes available, probably in February.
The way we get it over is get our vaccinations and keep doing the wearing the mask, washing the hands, and social distancing. And hopefully in a few months, maybe by summer, we'll be able to really relax and go back to doing the things they want, but only if we keep on being vigilant.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough's case rate is more than 40 cases per 100,000 people, but state health leaders say they're able to keep up with testing. Pharmacy specialist Coleman Cutchins of the Alaska COVID-19 Incident Command told reporters Alaska could use more kits for rapid tests, but the state's molecular testing capacity is good.
Right now, you know, we're in a better spot than we've ever been. We do have a commercial lab, private, for-profit, commercial reference lab in the state now. A lot of hospitals are sending places there that were previously sending out of state.
Fairbanks Lab Director Jamie Parker says the state virology lab on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus has the capacity to process 20,000 specimens per week, and they're only running about 10,000 weekly now.
Currently, our turnaround times, the samples that we're getting today will test today and result tonight or tomorrow morning, so we've got excellent turnaround time.
She says the lab is also looking at variants of COVID-19 that have emerged recently in Britain, but now also in South Africa, Brazil, and Ohio.
Right now, we are trying to upscale our testing supplies for sequencing in order to get better visibility on the types of viruses that are circulating in Alaska, including all the variants that we've heard about in the news.
Public health officials say the PCR tests used in Alaska can detect all the new strains. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region is one of the few places in the nation where COVID-19 vaccination has been rapidly expanded to much of the general public. But as KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports, many residents have declined to get the shot.
Dan Winkleman is president and CEO of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. He's become a strong advocate for the COVID-19 vaccine. And during a virtual town hall on Monday, he shared an ambitious hope.
As many people as possible to get vaccinated in our region and all throughout the nation and the world.
The virus that causes COVID-19 has had an outsized impact on the YK Delta. Since last October, the region has had the highest case rate in Alaska and one of the highest case rates in the nation. But even with the disease found in so many people, Winkleman says the number of people willing to be vaccinated has not been high enough.
A fairly high declination rate all throughout our region for the vaccine.
So many people declining the vaccine has meant that extra doses are on hand, and YKHC has widely expanded eligibility for vaccinations. In villages, anyone age 16 and older can receive it. That's as young as federal guidelines allow. Additionally, a generous vaccine shipment from the Indian Health Service gives the Health Corporation more flexibility. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said the villages continue to have priority because they are more vulnerable.
Poor access to care requires, generally speaking, an airplane ride to be able to be seen in the hospital, and they have less access to water and sewer. So we know that poor access to sanitation has been associated with a risk of respiratory infections.
Also, many people in villages live in crowded, multi-generational homes,
which could be considered to be congregate living settings. So that's another reason to expand access in our villages.
By the end of this week, YKHC expects to distribute initial doses of vaccine to 36 village clinics. That will leave only 5 clinics that have yet to receive the vaccine within the first month of it arriving in the region. In Bethel, the vaccine is not yet open to the general public. Currently, it's available to anyone age 50 or older, as well as frontline essential workers and people living in congregate settings. Hodges says 15% of people in the region receiving COVID-19 tests are testing positive for the virus. That indicates many people have the virus and do not know it, but are able to spread it to others. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
A Fairbanks teenager was fatally shot yesterday. Alaska State Troopers report receiving 911 calls before 4 a.m. Thursday about a shooting north of town at the corner of the Olsteys Highway and Goldstream Road. Troopers say officers and EMS responded and found 18-year-old Brett Allen with multiple gunshot wounds and that he was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. They say a group of people were in a verbal altercation with 43-year-old Anthony Peterson of Fairbanks and that Anthony Peterson and his 18-year-old son Aaron Peterson shot Allen. Anthony and Aaron Peterson were arrested for first-degree murder and jailed at Fairbanks Correctional Center. The University of Alaska Board of Regents meets today. The agenda includes consideration of a resolution of support for the University of Alaska land grant conveyance. UA Interim President Pat Pitney will provide an update on an Alaska Native and Indigenous student, faculty, and staff success initiative. The board will also be briefed on a report to the legislature on teacher education. And Dan Bross.